This is your Classical Break, your daily dose of classical music. I'm Tyler Alderson, and today we're going to be listening to a double violin concerto by Vivaldi. Now, in this podcast, we've listened to a few compositions from various composers that took inspiration from Italian concertos, including Bach's Italian Concerto and Handel's 11th Concerto Grosso. It's telling that we still use the Italian word concerto rather than translating it. And one of the big reasons for that is Vivaldi. His concertos were distributed across the continent, and audiences, critics, other composers, everyone loved them. Vivaldi became one of the gold standards when it came to concertos, and many other composers followed his lead. This piece is part of a group of 12 that essentially started all that. Vivaldi was a rising figure in Venice, leading the well-known orchestra of the Ospedale della Pietà, an orphanage and music school, and he was getting better known around Italy as well, often traveling to perform. But when he wrote a set of 12 concertos for various string instruments, he wanted to have an even larger reach. So he sent them off to Amsterdam to a man named Etienne Roget, who he thought could get them out to a much bigger audience. Roget was at the forefront of a new kind of music publishing. Previously, publishers had been using movable type, just like books, and printing a piece of music took a lot of time and effort. You had to get everything into place, print up however many copies you wanted, then take everything apart again to get ready to print the next thing. If you wanted to print up another run, you had to do it all over again, which meant that the bar was pretty high for second runs. You had to assemble, print, disassemble, rinse, lather, repeat. Roget had a different process. Each piece would be engraved into a metal plate, which could be used and reused as much as you needed. The engraving took some effort, but then you could print up as many runs as you wanted, and popular collections like this one could have 20 runs or more. And just like BitTorrent and file sharing today, there was a lot of pirating going on back then. The easier publishing process led other less reputable houses to just start copying anything that was selling well, and Vivaldi's concertos were distributed far and wide, sometimes legitimately, sometimes not so much. In fact, the versions that Bach took his arrangements from were not the official printed ones, suggesting that there were many different versions of the manuscripts flying around. Soon enough, Vivaldi was famous, and he got commissions from all over the continent, dedicating pieces to the King of France and the Holy Roman Emperor. But unfortunately, as pop stars find out today, today's news is tomorrow's old news. And towards the end of his life, Vivaldi's music was eclipsed in popularity by the newer music, being printed in big runs at the same publishing houses that had made him rich and famous. Here's Roxana Goldstein, David Perry, and the Advent Chamber Orchestra with Vivaldi's Double Violin Concerto in A Minor. Thank you. It's a beautiful piece. It's easy enough to appreciate now, but it was a sensation back in Vivaldi's time, along with the 11 other concertos that formed his L'estro armonico, a big hit in publishing houses all around the continent. Thanks to Roxana Goldstein, David Perry, and the Advent Chamber Orchestra for putting that up online. And thank you for listening. If you get the chance, please rate and review this podcast wherever it is that you're getting it. I'm Tyler Alderson, and tomorrow for your classical break, we're going to be celebrating the birthday of Mikhail Glinka with his trio Pathétique. I'll see you then.